RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Her Radio, with founder and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and New York Times bestselling author and leading women's healthcare expert, Dr. Pam Peek, on RadioMD.
Okay, time to brown bag lunch it, honey. You know,
oh, I
Michelle.
Love that. $5?
Can you do it for $5 or less? Come on. Seriously?
That's amazing. So who do we have on today? Guess who?
Duh. You know, it's our Chef Abby Gelman, of course.
Of course.
Chef Abby, welcome aboard.
Hi,
again.
Thank
and
you.
Again and again. Okay, so we want to know about cheap and healthy brown bag lunches, okay? Is it humanly possible to get that for $5 or under? So go for it. How you doing?
Excellent. I'm good. Okay, so there are so many proteins, let's start with protein, that you can get that are cheap and a main component of a good brown bag lunch. So eggs, you can make hard-boiled eggs, right? Canned tuna, canned salmon, all really great ways to get protein. Rice, you can get a big bag of brown rice, a big bag of quinoa, make a pot of it. That is good to go. Get some vegetables you like, some canned beans, and that's all you really need, right? So we have a bunch of different things we can do just with those ingredients. So you could make a tuna salad with a little tuna, a little yogurt, maybe some celery, put it all together with maybe a piece of bread, a side salad. That's one quick and easy way. You can make a grain bowl. You can put some rice or some quinoa in a bowl, put a little oil and vinegar, put some hard-boiled eggs on there, some vegetables. That's another way, too. You can make a quick chicken salad, and you can put grapes in there, celery, yogurt, maybe a touch of mayo. There. Voila, you have chicken salad. So that's, how many was that, four that I just...
Yeah, I'm like, once, quickly? You know, 3 seconds, you rattled off four, which is good. I'm trying to take notes here while I'm talking, while we're talking.
Yeah,
but I've
never seen Michelle have any of that. Michelle, sometimes you even skip lunch. I know. I saw you.
Oh, but you know, one of the things that I do, I have to say, is that I go buy those rice, gluten-free tortilla chips, the tortillas,
okay.
And they're
okay.
Rice, and I cut them up and I'm into triangles. I put them in the oven. I bake them with a little olive oil, a little sea salt, and I bake them for 9 minutes on 450, and it's the greatest thing ever. And those go with me wherever I go.
That's great, but you just need to add a little protein. You could hummus. You could just take some beans and mix it with a little oil and vinegar and throw a little cut-up vegetables in there, and you have a little bean salad with your little chip side. A little egg salad, you know, take a couple hard-boiled eggs, mix them with some plain yogurt, and for a little crunch, the celery again, or fennel is a good one too, so that you need the protein and the fat to round out the carb.
Okay.
Well, you know,
sense.
This is why I use the nut butters.
Oh,
I love my
too.
Nut butters. Mm-hmm. Don't forget them. So, you know, just slap those suckers right onto, you know, many times I'll just do a plain multi-grain, but you know, they're real thick, Wassa crackers. If I'm just going like
great.
A crazy person, Greek yogurt, and I just dress that little hummer up with, you know, I could bring in blueberries, walnuts. I throw in chia seeds, all kinds of fun stuff that, you know, really I'm getting about anywhere between 13 and 16 grams of protein. So in a pinch, I'm running around like a crazy person. I could do that at the very least. Now, how about smoothies? What about those smoothies?
Smoothies are great, too, and they can travel pretty well if you have the right container.
Now, what does that mean, the right container? Because a lot of people ask that
question. You want
them
to keep cold, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
If you brought a smoothie with you in the car and it got warm, it might taste kind of gross.
Ew.
Insulated, some kind of insulated thermos, let's say. Like, you know, even the hot thermoses can usually be used for cold things.
Can I just throw a little sidebar here? I happen to know a great company. It's Contigo, Contigo. Oh, my gosh. They have the best containers, just fabulous. And so if you go to Contigo, that's just a really great recommendation for everyone, because I've, like, tried these out with smoothies, with hot, with cold, everything, and they really hold that temperature.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than a warm smoothie. Ugh. But, Abby, tell me, because, you know, Pam and I are running around like every other woman in America.
You speak for yourself.
How do we prepare for the week ahead without getting overwhelmed like I do every day?
Well, it's all about planning, right? You don't need that much time. So if you take an hour and you cook quinoa, which takes 15 minutes, and you make some hard-boiled eggs, which takes also about 15 minutes, and put those in the fridge, and then maybe cut up some vegetables. If you have time, you can also buy vegetables that are pre-cut or pre-done, if that's easier for you. That's not a big deal. Do that. And then just make sure you have things like nuts and chia seeds and yogurt and things like that that you don't have to do anything with, but they're just available all the time.
You know, you've mentioned quinoa, you know, like two or three times. A lot of women out there don't know what that is, believe it or not. So could you please explain, and then also why it's important, what its relationship with protein is, and how you actually cook it?
Yep. So I tend to go towards quinoa, as Pam just talked about, because I said it three times. It's a whole protein. So it's a plant-based grain. So it looks like little tiny circles, and when you cook it, they kind of pop a little bit, and they're a little bit chewy, and you cook them just like rice. You put them in a pot with water or chicken stock or vegetable stock. You boil it, you bring it down to a simmer, and put the top on. 15 minutes later, you have it. And the reason I like it so much is because it's easy, it's quick, it's really hard to mess it up, and it's a whole protein. It's one of those
and
only
And it also tastes
and
good.
And it tastes great.
Yeah.
Tastes
oh, my
great.
Gosh, I love it.
It
I just love
great.
It.
Me too.
And it takes on other flavors really well without overpowering things. It's kind of a good, it goes with
it's
everything.
It's a good basic. Yeah, it's a good filler.
Yeah, very good basic.
And you don't
so
need that
like
much.
Right.
You do not
no.
need that much.
No,
you know?
No, and it's so quick to do. You just need, you know, like you make like a cup of it, and that'll last you 4 or 5 days. It should, because you only really need a serving is about a third of a cup after it's been cooked.
Now,
so
let's talk about
kale a little bit, because that's the hottest thing going, right? Kale here, kale there, everything, kale chips, kale this, kale that. I'm waiting for them to come out with kale clothing.
didn't you see my sweater? Oh, come on, Michelle, look at it. There's a reason why it's deep green and crunchy.
We're going green. It's very clear. But is kale something that you can prepare too easily and take with you?
You can. I think any greens would work, really. Kale can be hard to chew when it's raw.
No kidding.
So if you bring it with you raw, people massage it. You know, they'll take olive oil and salt, and you use your hands and massage it. If you don't want to do that and you don't have time for that, baby spinach is really easy, and it doesn't have that chewiness. Even with
exactly.
chard, same thing.
And well, the other thing, too, is you can also make your own little, you know, kale chips, a little sea salt, a little bit of the oil, slap it in the old oven. You're home, and it works. And as a last point, legumes. Beans.
Yeah.
You mentioned them once, but I want to make sure people remember edamame, just loaded with protein.
Lentils also, and you can buy all of that stuff.
Oh my God, love them. Yeah,
So and
lentils, you know,
beans, all that, and things.
Well, you can make the soup ahead of time, right?
Yep.
And
yeah,
you can then just take it to work and kind of do your little thing there. So I think it's really important for people out there to know that there are answers here. We're talking to our go-to chef. And that's Chef Abby Gelman. Her website is culinarynutritioncuisine.com. And if you go there, you're going to learn even more great information to help you. We've been talking about how to be able to do cheap and healthy brown bag lunches for $5. Just $5. That's what it is. Chef Abby, thank you so much for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and please stay well.